Well, today I'd like to focus on the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, the wonderful episode of the freeing of Paul and Silas from their imprisonment. And it really is a wonderful passage. And if you notice before, Paul and Silas were arrested. They were arrested because there was a young possessed girl who had the spirit of divination. She was like a soothsayer. And her owners were making lots of money with her because she was predicting things. And when Paul and Silas went into that particular town in Philippi, this young girl kept following them around, saying to everyone, "These men are servants of the Most High God who proclaim to you the way of salvation." And she followed them around for days. And Paul got tired of it. It says that Paul got annoyed because she kept following them around. So he turned around and he did an exorcism and got rid of the spirit. He says, "I charge you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And of course, the spirit left and her owners couldn't make any more money. And so Paul and Silas were bad for the local economy. And so it says the owners saw that their hope of gain was gone. So they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them in the marketplace before the rulers. And they brought them before the magistrates and said, "These men are Jews who are disturbing our city. They're advocating customs not lawful for us Romans to accept or practice." So it says the crowd joined in attacking them. The magistrates tore the garments off of Paul and Silas and ordered them to be beaten with rods. And this is where the first reading picks up today. And so Paul and Silas had been stripped. They were beaten with rods, you know, very similar to, what the Lord had, except, of course, his was the Roman scourge, which was far worse than rods. But they suffered for Christ because they were willing to spread the gospel. They were preaching the good news, working miracles, and doing healings. And because of that, they suffered for Christ. Their bodies were beaten and bruised because they were faithful to Christ. And it says, then they were thrown into prison. And the jailer said to keep them very safe. And so it says they put them into the inner prison, the place that was most secure, way down in the dungeon somewhere, and even put their feet into the stocks. So they figured that this would be a very place that nobody could escape from, the inner prison, and they chained them up. And when we then see what happens about midnight, the Acts of the Apostles tell us that Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. Isn't that a wonderful thing that even in the midst of their suffering, they are praying and singing hymns? It reminds us of what happened to St. Maximilian Kolbe when he was arrested, placed in the starvation bunker with these other 10 men. In all the other starvation bunkers, the men were fighting and cursing God. In the one where St. Maximilian Kolbe was, they were praying the rosary, singing hymns to God. And we also know that I think of many men and women that were arrested during Operation Rescues, where they would go in front of the abortion clinic and where they'd be arrested and thrown in prison. Catholics and Protestants alike were in prison together. In fact, many Protestants converted to the Catholic faith by being in prison with priests and nuns and Catholic laymen and women. Because when they were arrested, they were praying the rosary. They were singing hymns in prison. And this converted many souls to the Catholic faith. So Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns, even though they were badly beaten and bruised. They were praising God and thanking God for what he had done, that they were willing, that they had the privilege of suffering for Christ. Well, it says that while they were doing this, the other prisoners were listening, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, and the foundations of the prison were shaken, and all the doors of the cells flew open. That'd be like a prisoner's dream, right? And all the doors. But of course, it's the jailer's nightmare when all the doors were flung open and everyone was so much strength in the earthquake that their chains were broken. The jailer woke up. He saw all the prison doors open. It says he drew his sword to commit suicide, to kill himself, because he figured that all the prisoners had escaped and he would be tortured and killed for letting this happen. So he was going to try to take his own life. But Paul saves his life and shouts out, "Do not harm yourself. We're all still here." And so the guard rushes in. He gets a lamp and he rushes in and he falls to the feet in fear and trembling, it says, before Paul and Silas. So he realizes that this was a miracle and that the prayers of Paul and Silas had brought this about. And he's kneeling in trembling with fear, it says. And what he says to Paul and Silas, "What must I do to be saved?" And they give him the answer: "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and all your household." And so it says they spoke the word of God to him and all who were there. And it says that jailer took him at that same hour of the night and he washed their wounds. He washed the wounds of Paul and Silas. And then Paul and Silas baptized him and it says his entire family. And he brought them to his house and he prepared a meal for Paul and Silas and fed them. It says all in the house rejoiced and they received this gift of faith from God. So it is truly a wonderful event. I think what we can learn from this is, of course, the strength and the bravery of Paul and Silas. Even though they were beaten, they did not think that God turned his back on them. They were joyful that they were had the privilege of suffering for the sake of their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And then the great St. John Chrysostom, when he gave a homily about this, he gives some beautiful insights. He says, when the doors of the prison were flung open, the jailer then opened his heart to the apostles. The jailer brought a lamp, the light, to the apostles, but then Paul and Silas gave the jailer the true light, the knowledge of our Savior Jesus Christ. It says that the jailer washed the wounds of Paul and Silas, but Paul and Silas would baptize and wash away the sins of the jailer and his wife and the children and the whole family. So they were cleansed of their sins. The jailer offered them food, but Paul and Silas would give them the Eucharist, the heavenly food. So you see this beautiful insight of the great St. John Chrysostom. So what a beautiful event we think about today, the imprisonment of Paul and Silas, and how by their prayers and joy, the earthquake occurred, and they were able to bring an entire family to the Lord by their faithfulness to God.